From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations. This as ongoing talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war on the peninsula.
매번 반복되어 왔던 이런 도발과
The emergency talks began Saturday, shortly after a Pyongyang-issued deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border broadcasts in the face of into the north or face military attacks. After accusing Pyongyang of planting landmines in the demilitarized zone that wounded two soldiers, Seoul recently resumed anti-Pyongyang broadcasts in the border area for the first time in over 10 years. The North denies any involvement and demanded an end to the broadcasts, calling them psychological warfare. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, himself a former South Korean foreign minister, urged both sides to redouble their efforts to reach a compromise. Nigeria's chief army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters. The army says gunmen ambushed his convoy on Saturday. Troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5, with one government soldier killed and several wounded. The general then continued on to the town of Dikwa, where he addressed soldiers and a group of Nigerian civilians driven out of their homes by the fighting between Boko Haram and the military. Also on Sunday, the UN General, Secretary Ban Ki-moon, began a 2-day visit to Nigeria to talk about terrorism and other vital issues with President Muhammadu Buhari. Mr. Ban will also meet with religious and business leaders and human rights activists. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Asian stock